And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Please be in the studio, joined by Addie, talking about a community event. But first things first, Addie, appreciate you taking some time for us and welcome into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Now, Addie, for folks that haven't had the opportunity to officially meet you, let's give them a little bit of background on yourself and talk about this podcast that you're providing here for the community. I think I originally heard about the podcast and interesting thing that happened a few months ago with the Chamber Development Corporation.
Yes.
And a business proposal that you presented. So for folks that weren't able to attend that or haven't heard about your podcast, tell us about what you're providing for the North Platte community.
Yeah, so my mom and I translate the local news and events, and it started off from just me talking to people and translating at the school. I work at Head Start.
Okay.
And so I would talk to like the parents that didn't speak English and tell them this is what's going on if you want to take your kiddos. They told their friends, and then they got back to me saying, hey, is there any way that you can, you know, get this out for more people? Mm-hmm. And so me and my mom had the idea to just do it on Facebook Lives, and that turned into the podcast. So my mom and I always start with like a controversial topic. You know, she talks about how she feels with her generational, mm-hmm. Mentality, and then I talk about how I feel about it. And then from there we go to the local news and events.
Okay, so the controversial topic that you begin with, is that always based on national news or sometimes local?
You know what? We try to keep national news out of it just because a lot of it is so sad or depressing, you know. So we try to stay away from that. It's usually like, for example, tomorrow's, because we do it Wednesdays and Fridays. Mondays is usually for interviews that I do with people in town, mm-hmm. and then I translate that into Spanish. So Wednesdays and Fridays are actually the actual podcast. And so, like, for tomorrow, it's the topic of whether phones should be allowed in school and in the workplace. So it's different topics like that that just people have different feelings or opinions about.
And I believe that when we had some email communication a few months ago to you, it said that you had the former Great Plains Health CEO Mel McNay join you on the podcast.
Yes,
also.
Yes, I had an interview with him. I've interviewed over here at the local library. I've interviewed the gals that work there.
Okay, awesome.
And so I just want people to get to know everyone that has a business or is big here in town that has that language barrier with the Hispanic community.
So you're bilingual, obviously. Is English your first language or Spanish?
Spanish. I learned English when I was in third grade.
Okay, all right.
It's so hard to learn English, let me tell you.
Yes, and the earlier you learn, the better off you'll be, no matter what the language is, I understand.
That's correct. Yes, it is. It is.
So you translate all this news from English into Spanish on your podcast.
That's right.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. And we are working closely with the North Platte Bulletin. We're wanting to launch a Spanish newspaper just because we know that not everybody has Facebook. And so we want to reach as many people as we can with what's going on here.
Sure.
In town.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great partnership that we have with the North Platte Bulletin. So glad to hear that you're working with Mr. Lobby a little bit.
Yes. Yes. He's awesome. He's taught me a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good guy. So the Spanish podcast, where can folks listen and potentially pick up on some of the news that's done locally and translated into Spanish?
Yeah, so our Facebook podcast is called Las Mañanitas, which translates over to The Morning Show.
Oh, awesome.
So that's what it's called on Facebook. You guys can listen to the podcast there. And then my interviews that I do, I like to do them with video, but there's some people that have chosen just do it over voice, and so sometimes the person isn't able to be seen, but usually I like for it to be video.
Sure.
And then I do the Spanish subtitles.
Okay, so Addie, tell us a little bit more about this podcast too. And give us some of the details on the Hispanic population, our community specifically, and the interaction you've had with people. You said this all started out with communication that you've had with some parents throughout the community.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of our listeners probably are aware that there is a large Spanish population living within Lincoln County, but I don't think folks realize how much of that Spanish population does not speak English very well or is by chance just learning English as a second language.
Right. And so it's hard to say because, when you look at the census, there's a lot of Hispanic people that are afraid to put their information down on paper. So it's hard to say what's actual the actual number. But in Lincoln County in 2018, it says 2,000 Hispanics in Lincoln County.
Wow.
So that's kind of what I'm going off of. We've traveled to different towns to get people's stories about how they got here, what they're pursuing for, and they're all good people that have these you know, crazy stories about how they got here and mm-hmm. what they're doing here and everything like that. And that interests me, you know, learning about people. And so we've traveled to all these little towns, and there's a lot of them mm-hmm. Kind of hidden, you know, in these little towns that sure. work at the farms or, you know, stuff like that. And so we don't really see them, you know, during the week. But let me tell you, at Walmart on Sunday afternoons, it's packed with them because, you know,
the post-church crowd.
Yeah, yep. So that's where we actually, you know, have met a lot of them, is in the smaller towns around North Platte.
Really? How awesome. Yes. And a lot of these, you said there's about 2,000 individuals in Lincoln County
yes.
of Hispanic origin. Do you have a guess how many of those may be first-generation Americans or maybe don't have any ancestry that's been here before?
I want to say close to the majority.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Interesting. And I know that with the plant coming in, you know, that's another controversial thing that's mm-hmm. local. You know, there's a lot, and I see both sides of the coin because I grew up here. I came mm-hmm. when I was 2 years old. So I see the American side of it. I see, you know, the stuff that that Americans want to keep out of their community, you know. And then I also see from my ancestral and my, you know, my roots, why they want to come here. So it's, I see both sides, mm-hmm. and I respect everyone's opinion when it comes to, you know, everything that comes to, you know, that has to do with that. So it interests me to help, you know, bridge some of that gap and help get people to meet each other,
sure.
you know, with that barrier.
Meet in the middle,
that's
perhaps.
There. Yes. Yeah.
So, Addie, tell us about this event that you have coming up this weekend here in North Platte of the Legion.
Yeah, so we are doing the first annual urban art show. We have 14 local artists. They are, 7 of them are from the youth center. It's you know, it's urban art, it's street art. What we want to do is, we have a lot of art talent in my family, mm-hmm. and so, you know, this type of art is realism and you know, street, and we don't want it to come off as, oh, they want to vandalize. Yes, a lot of that does happen when it comes to street art, but what we're trying to do here is have those people that have that talent, you know, be shown some light to them, because it doesn't always have to be vandalism. It comes from the heart. It's something that they, you know, want to express, and I feel like it's a great thing to do, especially with the youth center, working with them and the troubled youth that, you know, maybe they don't have any other way to express themselves.
So, Addie, tell us about the event, what's going to be going on, and what times it'll be running for, and can the public attend as well?
Yes, definitely. So it's free will donation, and that will get you access to the tag wall, which will have markers. People can just go tag on this wall that we'll have there. The pendulum art swing, you'll be able to choose what colors you want, and then you can swing the pendulum, and it'll, you know, color on the piece of paper or canvas, whichever you'd like. We'll have face painting, we'll have tacos, refreshments, and that'll be from 11 in the morning until 10 at night, so it'll be all day long. And then we'll have voting, and people can go and vote at, you know, for the art pieces. The voting will end at 2:45, and then the winner will be chosen from the youth and from the adults.
Interesting.
Yes.
So this is going to be Saturday, right? And what
Saturday.
Are the hours?
Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, and over at the Legion.
Over at the Legion
Hall,
awesome. Yes.
So if folks want to learn more about this event, or by chance listen to your podcast and learn more
yes.
about that, how can they do so?
So at our Facebook page, Las Mañanitas, or you can also look up LM Podcast on Facebook. You can find the information there. We are also accepting artists until March 11th, so Friday, the Friday before.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
That's everything. Thank
awesome.
You.
Well, thank you so much for taking time for us. Appreciate the great work you're doing and help bridging our community and help bridging some of this divide, too, especially with the language barrier.
Thank you so much.